Welcome, everyone, to Heartbeat Theater. This is the sound of trouble. It will strike relentlessly with unerring accuracy at all men everywhere in the world sometime in their life. To meet its challenge, wherever it strikes, whatever its nature, an ever-vigilant corps of men and women stand ready to do battle, the soldiers of the Salvation Army, with heart to God and hand to man. From Hollywood, the Salvation Army presents Heartbeat Theater, stories of the widespread, vital, and necessary work of the dedicated men and women of this worldwide organization. This is your host, C.P. McGregor, inviting you to be our guest for the next half hour. Every man has his own philosophy of life, and whether or not you admire it or he follows it, he's still entitled to it. In our story this week, a certain young man had a unique philosophy considering his circumstances and managed to pass it along at just the right time. Our story's titled A Wind at Thanksgiving, written by Robert McKenzie, and Bill Keane stars as Larry. Here's Act One of A Wind at Thanksgiving.
Here. We're safe for about half an hour. We gotta split up. You know this town?
No.
Neither do I. All right, you're on your own. Now, whatever you do, stay out of sight. If the cops find either of us, they'll know the other one's around. And we're both right back in the clink.
Where are you gonna go, Larry?
I don't know. Hey, look at that.
Huh?
That little island out on the bay. Looks like there's a shack on it back in those trees. Ha ha, that's for me. I'll see you around, buddy.
Hey, how are you going to get out there?
Don't worry. I'll find something.
Hey, you! Bring back that boat! I'm back here! You hear me?
Hurricane. Heading this way?
Yeah, okay, Ray. Thanks very much for your warning. We'll get started right away. Stuart?
Yes, Major?
Stu, we've got trouble.
On the day before Thanksgiving. Major, you've got to be kidding.
I wish I was. Hurricane Emily has changed course. She's heading right for us now. We've got about 8 hours before she hits the coast with 120-mile-an-hour winds.
Holy smoke, and we're the coast.
All right, so we've got to move fast. All those Home League ladies baking turkeys in the kitchen have got to be sent home. They'll be evacuating this area, and they'll want to go home and get ready.
Right.
Then get Joe to help you and get all the cooked food down into the basement. We're far enough away from the water that they may want to shelter some people here, and we can take about 50. I'll get hold of Major Landrum at Men's Social. The evacuation people will need all the trucks he can spare and his mobile canteen unit.
How about blankets, cots? We got enough for about 10 or 12, that's all.
Good thought. I'll call Ted Myers at the department store and he'll give us anything we need.
Right. Major, just how bad could this be?
Pretty bad. These winds could tear up this town in a minute, at least down by the waterfront. Anything exposed to that force is as good as gone.
We better get started.
That's right. Now, they're going to broadcast warnings on radio and TV, but a lot of people won't be listening. The police will be going door to door, but they won't have time for everybody, and the Salvation Army's been asked to make house calls in the areas nearest to them. I'll get started on that right now, and you get busy with the rest.
Okay, Major, right away. But it's a heck of a way to spend Thanksgiving.
Lucille, are you cooking in there? It's awfully hot in the house.
Yes, Mother. I'm trying to fix a little dinner. It'll be ready in a few minutes.
Well, can't you open a window? You know I like a little fresh air.
All right, Mother. Oh, come on.
Lucille?
Just a minute, please, Mother.
What's the matter?
The window is stuck again. Oh! Oh!
Now, what's the matter?
I pinched my finger. It's open now.
Why don't you get Mr. Collier to fix that window? You're always having trouble with it.
Oh, Mother, for heaven's sakes. He's giving us the place to live. I can't ask him to repair it, too.
Mighty poor house even to give to somebody.
Well, you'll just have to put up with it, whether you like it or not. It's all we've got until I get enough put away to pay rent somewhere else. Oh, I wish you'd stop complaining so much.
Don't you talk to me in that tone of voice, young lady. You just remember I'm your mother.
You never let me forget that, do you? Oh, I'm so sorry, Mother. I keep forgetting you're sick.
Nice of you to remember that once in a while. Most of the time you don't know I'm around.
Why don't you save all that complaining for Major Duncan? He said he'd be by today sometime with your Thanksgiving turkey.
Yours, too. I notice you eat enough of it.
How do you like being a charity case for the fourth straight year?
Lucille.
I'm sorry, Mother, but I'm just fed up. Work, 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 and what do you get? Barely enough to make ends meet. A broken-down old house and nothing works right. I can't even have dinner without somebody else's help.
Oh, dear, you needn't take it out on Major Duncan.
No, I'm not. It's just that I'm sick of always being on somebody's handout list.
Well, if you get a better job.
But I can't. Look at me. What kind of a job can I get at my age? The dinner. Oh, it's ruined. It's ruined.
Oh. It's all right, lady. I won't hurt you. But I got a gun and I don't want any trouble.
Stuart?
Hi, Major. Everything's pretty well taken care of. Mr. Myers just called to say the blankets and stuff are ready to be picked up, and Major Landrum's trucks are probably down at the evacuation site by now.
Yes, thank God. I saw them on my way back here. Anybody come in yet?
Yes, sir. We've got about 15 people down in the basement now. A few of the kids were pretty scared, but your wife's got them singing songs.
Good, good. Well, at least we'll have enough turkey to feed an army. Oh, turkey. Oh, my gosh.
What is it?
I just remembered. I was supposed to take one out to the Finleys out on Sand Island. I wonder if they know about this storm.
You mean that sour-faced old gal and her crabby mother?
Well, that's an unfortunately accurate description, Stu, but they're still deserving of help for all that. This wind could blow their little island right out of the water.
Well, yeah, the turkey's out, but you better call them about this hurricane.
Well, I have no phone. Got a radio, I think, but there's no telling whether they're listening or not. I pray they are.
Yeah. Wind's coming up a bit. Pretty rough out on that bay now.
Yeah. That little motorboat Collier gave them is the only way they can get back and forth. And they always land at Fred Geller's dock. I'd better give him a call and see if they've come in yet.
All right, get away from that stove over by the table.
Who are you?
You alone here?
Is that the Major, Lucille?
Who's that?
It's my mother. Look, what do you want?
Tell her to come out here.
She can't. She's sick. She's in bed.
Lucille, is that the Major? I want to see him.
Well, tell her something.
But what?
How should I know?
Lucille, what's going on out there? If that's the Major, I want to see him. I don't want you filling his ears with a lot of lies about me. Lucille, do you hear me?
That's your mother? Shut that window before everybody ashore hears her. Hey, you, pipe down. Quit that yelling.
Who is that, Lucille?
I told you to pipe down. Now, I'm not going to hurt anybody.
Mother, he's got a gun.
Will you shut up and close that window like I told you to?
I can't. It's stuck.
What do you want with us? You get out of here.
Can't make it budge.
Why do you have that gun? We don't have anything. There's nothing to take here. Oh, what have you done to her?
For Pete's sake, everybody quiet. Now, let's get one thing straight. I didn't come here to steal anything, and I didn't come here to hurt anybody. I didn't think anybody lived in this shack.
What do you want here? Why did you come?
I needed a place to hole up, as far away from people as I could get. This was the place I picked.
But you can't stay here.
Sure I can. Who's going to stop me?
But why do you have to hide? What have you done?
You ask a lot of questions, don't you? But since I'm going to be here for a while, I guess you might as well know. Me and a buddy were being transferred to the big prison upstate. We decided we wouldn't like the accommodations. So we made a break. We both went our separate ways, and I ended up here. And I'm going to stay here until I think it's safe.
How long?
If all this carrying on I just heard is a sample of what goes on in here, not very long. 3, maybe 4 days. You don't worry about it. Just think of me as a house guest. Major, you can't go out there now. That bay's nothing but white water.
I've got to, Stu. It's been 3 hours and Geller says they haven't come in yet. It's obvious they don't know about the storm.
Can't somebody else go after them? The Coast Guard or somebody? Why should you go? You're needed here.
I called the Coast Guard and they can't get a boat out there inside of an hour and a half. As for my going out there, I've got an oath to live up to. With heart to God and hand to man. God's got my heart, Stuart. My hand's available to anyone in trouble. And those women are in trouble. You and my wife can manage just fine till I get back. It shouldn't take more than an hour.
Major, please. You'll be swamped before you get halfway there.
I've got a prayer that says I won't. Plus a goodly number of years handling boats out in that bay. Tell my wife where I've gone and keep an eye on things. I'll see you later.
That was the first act of A Wind at Thanksgiving with Bill Keane starring as Larry. The time for Thanksgiving is almost here, and we'd like to offer a suggestion or two as to how you might approach it. Take a few minutes off this Thanksgiving and have a good look at your bank balance of life. The balance of what you've given as against that which you've received. For, like any bank account, you only get out of life what you put in it. And then, just before you sit down to that marvelous dinner, bursting with color and redolent with the fragrance of good cooking, give your thanks to God, not only for the meal, but for everything large or small that you've received this year. And may we, along with the men and women of the Salvation Army, wish you a really meaningful Thanksgiving. Now, with Bill Keane as Larry, here's Act Two of A Wind at Thanksgiving.
Looks like I got here just in time, huh? Wind's kicking up quite a fuss.
I wish you'd never come. Everything's gone wrong. Just everything.
Oh, come on. Stop your bawling, will you? You look like you could use some company.
Not yours.
Just trying to be friendly. So you got anything to eat around here?
Bacon and eggs, maybe?
You're hungry?
I've been hungry all my life, lady. But right now I'm starving. Hey, what was that you were cooking up when I came in?
Tuna casserole. It burned. The oven door jammed.
Oh, your dinner, huh? It's too bad. I like tuna.
It's cheap.
So what? It's food, isn't it? Why don't you fix some bacon and eggs? We'll all have dinner.
We have little enough in this house.
So be grateful for what you got. Get busy.
Don't you order me around.
Look, if you stand around all night crying, we'll all be miserable. Relax. Take it easy. We can all sit around the table and be friendly for a while, huh? Yeah. That's better. Hey, Mom. How come you're sick? What's the matter with you?
None of your business.
Just trying to show a little interest.
I'd only be interested in your leaving.
Lucille, that's your name?
Yes.
How come you live here? I mean, why'd you pick this place?
What's the matter with it?
Well, nothing. It just seems to be so far away from everything.
My employer let us have it. It's his. Uses it during the summer.
Your boss, huh? Well, that's nice of him. Not a bad place.
If you like living in a shack.
Oh, it's not so bad. You got a little rent problem, huh?
That's none of your business.
Oh, take it easy. It's nothing to be ashamed about. Happens to a lot of people. Look, it'll work out. You're lucky you got a boss who'll give you a place like this.
Some place. It's a dump. Nothing works.
Just takes a little fixing. Maybe after dinner I'll have a look around. Straighten out a few things.
Why should you?
Why not? Gives me something to pass the time. Besides, you're feeding me for 3 or 4 days. The least I can do. I bet you can get a great view from here on a clear day.
I've never noticed.
Well, why not?
Why bother?
Oh, for Pete's sake, what kind of a life do you live anyway? You ever do anything but argue with your mother?
Look here, that's none of your...
I know, that's none of my business. Okay. Hey. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving, isn't it? You going to have a turkey?
No.
Oh, yes, we are. Salvation Army's bringing it out.
The Sally's. Great.
Oh, sure. That's wonderful.
Hey, it's bugging you anyway, huh? You know, I don't get you.
Look, I'm just sick and tired of being on everybody's handout list. That's all. Okay?
No. I still don't get it. It seems to me...
I don't care what it seems to you. I'm poor and I'm sick of it. I've never been able to get a decent job because I've had my mother to look after. My boss graciously donates this dump because I can't afford to pay rent. I owe 4 months on the food bill, and they're just letting me take it out of the store. I can't pay the doctor, but he goes on taking care of Mother anyway. And even my Thanksgiving dinner comes courtesy of the Salvation Army. It's all charity handouts. None of it is mine.
Well, so what? You still got a roof over your head. You still got food. Why be sour about it? Be grateful you got a break.
Break? You call living like this a break?
You're darn right I do. What do you think Thanksgiving's all about, huh? You know, people like you make me sick. Got everything in the world to be thankful for, and all you can do is gripe.
Oh, what have I got to be thankful for? Suppose you tell me that.
Well, this place, for one thing. Well, sure, it ain't much, but it's still a home. You've got windows to look out of. Most of mine have had bars on them. You've got trees all around you. Most of the ones I've ever seen was in pictures. You got a job. You got a boss who'll give you a place like this to live in until you get squared away.
Oh,
how many people you know will do that for you these days? You got your health. You got your freedom. You even got the Salvation Army on your side. Lady, compared to me, you got so much going for you that you ought to get down on your knees shouting thank you from now till doomsday.
Yes. What do you know about it? What makes you so holier than thou?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. What do I know about it? I'm just a crook, a bum, a nothing. You know, it's funny, though. You see a lot, kind of life I lead.
See, people don't care. They don't give anything. They just don't want to bother with you. If everybody gave something, just some little bit.
Why should they?
Well, why not? Look at you. You're so stuck in your rut, you're spoiled rotten. You don't care about anything. You don't give anything. Well, okay, if that's the way you want it, that's fine. But what have you gotten back? Pretty much the same thing, right? You happy with that?
Oh, leave me alone.
Sure. Why should I bother with you? Now, how about that food?
Mother!
The window broke. The whole house is falling down. The wind's going to kill us.
Now, take it easy, Mom. You're going to be all right. Better take her in the other room. This wall looks like it's about to fall in.
The house is empty. Come on, Mother.
You got a boat?
Yes.
You better take the old lady and get ashore while you can still make it. This looks like a hurricane.
I can't.
You've got to. The bay's rough, but you can still make it. Go on now.
But what about you?
Never mind about me. I'm not going back there. I'll make out.
But you'll be killed.
Well, what's that to you? Now get.
No! What happened? What happened? Are you hurt?
I want my leg. I think it's broken.
Oh, I don't know what to do. I've never said a broken leg.
Then leave it alone. Get out of here.
Lucille, Mrs. Finley.
Oh, Major Duncan. Oh, thank God. The house is starting to fall down.
I've got a boat outside. We'll have to leave right now. We haven't much time.
I don't know.
It's your only chance.
Will you get out of here?
No. Major, there's a man hurt back here.
What? Where?
What are you doing? Beat it.
Is your leg broken?
Never mind that. Get these two idiots out of here.
No, you've got to go too. We just can't leave you here.
Of course not. See if you can help me move this beam.
I can't go back there. The cops are looking for me.
That's not important now. You'll die if you stay here.
We've almost got it, Major. Oh, hold on just a little bit. We'll get you out.
Well, I'll be done. Finally waking up, huh? Gonna give a little, huh? Thanks, sister. You're not so bad after all. Save it for where it counts, though. Don't bother with guys like me.
No. No, you said everybody, and you were right.
What are you talking about? There. He's free.
Not hardly, Major. But thanks anyway.
Never mind about that now. You'll get your chance. Maybe we can help you. Now, can you stand up if I help you up?
No. Yeah. You see what I mean about the brakes, sis? Even guys like me get them.
What are you talking about? Come on, let's get moving.
She'll tell you about it when we get back. It's just that it's Thanksgiving. And even I got something to be thankful for. Let's go, Major.
And there's the final act of A Wind at Thanksgiving, starring Bill Keane as Larry. Also heard were Lynn Allen, Grace Lenard, and Frank Gerstle. Be sure to be with us again next week for another Heartbeat Theater story, a presentation of the Salvation Army. Heartbeat Theater is produced in Hollywood and broadcast overseas through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service. And remember, if you have a problem, if you're troubled or distressed, share it with your nearest Salvation Army officer. He's available for spiritual counseling or material help, and he wants to help you. So, until next week, this is your host, C.P. McGregor, saying thanks for listening, and have a happy week ahead.